I would often go to Cedar and Lee to the movies. When I still go to Cedar and Lee, I can't believe I'm 80 years of age and that building is still there. I get warm and fuzzy. I just wish some of the restaurants were back, like Clark's and the hamburger place. What was the name of that?
Mobby's.
Mobby's.
And Mobby's was right almost a few doors south of the Cedar Lee Theater. I've forgotten now what a hamburger on a bun cost. Might have been 25 cents, if that. But it was delicious. And there's a wonderful creamery on Lee Road, right near Meadowbrook, on the east side of Lee Road, called
Brooders.
Brooders. It was a big double store. They had a big cabinet with ice cream there. They sell ice cream cones, but they also sold every kind of a dairy product you can think of. Nobody thought about cholesterol in those days. Woolworths had a 5 and 10 cent store just a few doors south of Mobby's, also on the east side of Lee Road. At the corner of Cedar and Lee, there was a wonderful Hoffman's, and Hoffman's had great sodas, and it was a soda fountain, basically. And it was not unusual for, as 11 or 12 or 13 year old in the 1930s, to walk up there and spend 10 cents, whatever it was, for a wonderful chocolate soda. And on Saturdays, went to movies. And Cedar Lee was a favorite place. And it was before sound in movies, so there was a big organ in the Cedar Lee Theater. And there was an organist there, and she would play music that would accompany the movie. And one of the little features they'd always have was singing songs in the theater. And they flash on the screen the lyrics, and the organ would play. Everybody would sing the songs to accompany the organ.